from you we can do nothing, so we depend on you.
Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 30. We were at a pizza restaurant the other day, and this lady had a t-shirt on. She said, "I could give up pizza, but I'm no quitter." I could give up pizza, but I'm no quitter. And I wrote that down and I said, I could give up telling the truth, but I'm no quitter.
Amen.
So here in Isaiah 30, I was going to talk about the new order, the new system that's come in from Dr. Richard Day, but I studied that all week and I just thought, well, I'm going to tell you one of the last times I preached on it. We'll have a link below. It's called the Days of Disorder, because you can see the things unveiling that we talked about there, even though it's been a while. I've taught on this a couple of times. One of the YouTubes was taken down, and I think this one's still up, the Days of Disorder. So listen to it while you can. We're not surprised what's going on, because we've been studying and researching this, and we know what's going on. The hard part for me in this hour is the people you try to warn that still fall in ditches. Because this is the end times and things are happening, and we have to be faithful to what the Lord's asked us to do. And so today I just felt like I needed to encourage people that are having to make hard choices. Because I don't know what God's asked you to do, but I know what He's asked me to do, and it's to stand and tell the truth when people don't want to hear the truth. And I won't say not everybody, because I'm going to share at the end some letters that we're getting. We get letters from around the world, and those encourage me more than you know. And whenever I share a letter, I never share the name. I don't share anything personal. I just kind of do the highlights, because we're going to probably come into some more. I know we're coming into some more trying times, and the goalposts keep moving. And they tell you one thing, and then another thing happens, and then people get discouraged, and then there's more control, there's more force, now there's more threats. And people are devastated, they're tired, they're worn out. People have mental problems. People are anxious, they're scared, they're angry, and there's a lot of chaos going on. And there's a lot of problem, reaction, solution going on, which we've talked about. But I don't want to go into any of that today. I just want to encourage people that if you're telling the truth, there is a price to pay. And I felt it myself personally. And God didn't say it was going to be easy. Paul said, Paul, an apostle, not by men, but by Jesus Christ, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Many people are deceived today, and they're deceived because they were told one thing, and now they're finding out that that was a lie, they got deceived. Well, the Bible tells us, let no man deceive you. That means deception's going to be huge in the end times. Christians are as deceived as others. And if you really love the world and you're not, seeing what's going on, and you'll do anything to live in this world, you're going to be really disappointed in what's coming, because there's a lot of lies going on. But if you are in Christ and you're solid in Him and you love the truth, no matter if it's not something you want to hear, but you need to hear, you'll be anchored.
That's right. Yes.
You'll be anchored in the storm, because you see God's showing you what's going on. And we're going to use John the Baptist as an example of some things today. But here in Isaiah 30, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. We're seeing a lot of worldliness. We're seeing pastors that are compromising, that are doing all the requirements of things, but they're not really preaching the Bible. They're not telling you how to stand in this end times. They're trying to make it all entertainment focused. And people can't live on entertainment. In the hour that we're coming into, we have to know the Bible. We have to be rooted and grounded in it. And I have decided to follow Jesus.
Amen.
If none go with me, still I'm going to follow. And that's what you have to decide. If people fall away and they do different things, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So they take counsel today, but not of me. And that cover with a covering, masks in there, but not of my spirit, Sorry, I didn't mean to add on. I was just going to. And they that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. People that are trusting in the world, and the world system is changing. I've been trying to tell you since I learned it in 2016, I think it was, when I started seeing this new system coming into place. And this new system, they'll always tell the people what they want them to know or what they think they shall know. Yep. But then the real reason is their agenda is coming. Because if you knew what the real agenda was, you wouldn't do it. Right. So they give the people something else. They tell them that this is for this or this or that, like I've been telling you, for your safety, where this is about control, and you're going to see there's going to be more and more goalposts that get moved. But if you know what's happening and you know you've been studying, even though we see this darkness, we're not moved by it, because we got to learn to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We've never experienced what's coming on the world right now. It's a world siege. It's a matter of obeying and bringing in this new system, the new system. Well, what is this new system? In a nutshell, it's a world without God. Yep. And this is a system, the beast for the anti-Christ, anti-system. And it's being implemented in places stronger than others, but we're starting to see some of the symptoms. We're starting to see the loss of control. We're starting to see the God of forces. Things are going to be volunteered at first, and then the enemy likes to force things. And I've talked to you about the God of forces. But here in verse 9, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear. God's always had a problem with people wanting to hear truth, because truth is not easy to hear sometimes, but you're set free when you hear it. The people that are going to be able to handle these end times are the ones that are not in a delusion. They're not in deception, which say to the seers, see not. Don't tell us what you see. Don't tell us about bad times. Don't tell us about lawlessness. Don't tell us about disorder. Don't tell us any of this stuff. Prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Flatter us and tell us how great this next year is going to be and how the economy is going to be so great. Well, when we're ministers or speak for the Lord, we're not called to do that. We're called to tell you truth. And if I didn't want to do this, I mean, I just said, Lord, I'm going to tell the truth, because in Germany, and I've warned you guys about Germany, I think that was a trial. And the division that was happening inside the church as well as outside the division, all the things, you can look and you can see history repeating itself a little differently, but you still some, there's going to come a lot of shaming. There's going to come a lot of the things that we learned about division. And I'm just shocked at the people that are dividing now. The people that I thought, even some that I warned and I tried to help, they went into another ditch. I don't know what ditch. I don't even know what this ditch is. But it's just prophesy, tell us sweet things. Tell us Jesus loves us. Tell us, give us good scriptures. And the one that really set the enemy off is As the World Turns. It got some people mad. And I just said, it's the truth. The world's turning. We're starting to see some things. And I don't take any of it back, because I know it's truth. So am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? Yes. Paul had the same problem. Here in Isaiah, they have the same problem. What's that? They don't want to hear things that are going to ruffle their feathers. And that's the problem that the church has done. We've gotten in great ministers. We tell them how great and successful they're going to be. But now, look at what's happening. There's a shaking coming, and if there's more lockdowns coming, which I believe there are, you're going to have to do church online, because people are afraid, and fear is just unbelievable now. People, I don't even get me started on that. I lost a grandma to this whole thing, and no one could see her. And I believe that when you're a people person and you can't see people, that is devastating, heartbreaking, yes. And it takes your life. Yes. And a lot of this has happened to a lot of us. None of us have gone through this unscathed, but we're not through it. And as we know, we're starting to hear this whole new stuff going on. I don't even like to repeat it, but we got to go through. And we got to go through with truth. Be strong. Stay out of ditches. Stay out of the right or the left ditch. Stay in the middle of the road. Nobody's going to come and rescue you. Jesus is the one that rescues us. And we got to keep our eyes on him. Otherwise, you're going to be deceived again, because there's more deception that people are talking about. But they don't. They say to the seers, see not, and to the prophesies, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. We don't want God. Don't convict us. Don't tell us about God. Well, guess what? We're having a revival of paganism.
Yes.
Once again. So let's look over here at Matthew. I want to talk a little bit about John the Baptist. Sometimes God calls us to do things that are a little hard. Now, if you were John the Baptist, what a ministry he had. Well, he'll also be rewarded. And this is the thing, we have to get to the point of where we're fearing God and we're going to do what he asks us to do, regardless of who likes it and who doesn't, because we're not serving people, we're serving him. And if we weren't serving him, we shouldn't be the servant of his, because we're just delivery people. We don't make the news, we just deliver the news, and which is the Bible, right? But here in John 14:3, we see John the Baptist. And this is kind of the story, what happened to him. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. Why was John in prison? For something bad? Did he do something really, really wrong? He did the right thing. He just spoke truth. And because they didn't want to hear the truth, they threw him in prison. What did he say? He put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her. And they got upset about that and threw him in prison. And what verse am I going on here? Okay, 3 through 11. And verse 8, and she being instructed of her mother, we know this whole thing, the daughter of Herodias danced before the Herod, and he promised an oath to give her whatsoever she wanted, and she before instructed of her mother, here's a Jezebel here, give me John the Baptist's head in a charger, a plate. And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake, and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. And he sent and beheaded John in prison, and his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. Wow. So speaking the truth, we're going to come back to John in a minute. Let's turn to Acts chapter 7. Speaking the truth cost him something. Well, who's another person that it cost him to speak the truth? Acts 7:54. We're talking about Peter, the prophets, here in Acts chapter 7. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, you always do resist the Holy Ghost. Verse 51, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? Persecution is part of people that tell the truth. And unfortunately, we haven't been prepared for persecution inside the church or out, because we've lived in such flowery messages of prosperity and ease. Yeah. While we were in our churches doing our little rah-rahs, hip hip hurrah parade, whatever they were doing back there in those days, rather than preparing people for the end times, the enemy was doing all this stuff behind closed doors. All of this stuff was happening. All these laws were changing. And the true people that were trying to speak out and saying, your churches are not preaching the Bible, there's things that are happening, they got persecuted. They got shunned. They got driven out. They weren't asked to speak anywhere. But as a result, the true Christians, now we're facing real persecution inside the church and outside of the church, in the culture. Now the world's come in the church. You can't tell the difference between the church and the world. And people don't know boundaries. They don't know lines. They're used to having their ears tickled. They're not used to hearing strong messages that say lawlessness is coming, deception is coming, prepare for darkness, because they don't want to hear that. It doesn't make you feel good. Well, he didn't tell us ever to have messages that just make you feel good. We have to have messages that make our heart right. What if your life was to end right now today? Are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you prepared? What about the price he's asking you to pay in these end times for him at your job or wherever you might be? Are you prepared to stand, having all to stand? Do you know that there could be a price if you stand up and you start telling truth to your family? We're seeing this personally. Two grandmothers, one, and this is, you know, the war is. This side wants, is going to do this, and this one doesn't want this. And then they want us all fighting against each other. And that's what's happening. As you're fighting against each other, the enemy's doing all this stuff, preparing for more tyranny and more control. And so we're sitting here fighting our families over this, that, and the other. And one grandma, she can't see her eight grandkids because she won't follow this, that, and the other. And the other ones, because they're standing for what they know is truth, and they're being persecuted because of it. They're following all of the rules of the culture, if you know what I'm saying. So there's going to be persecution, and we're starting to see the persecution in families and in churches because pastors are quitting. They don't want to deal with these fighting people. This side's fighting for that. This one's in that ditch. That one's in this ditch. And ministers are quitting or just wanting to go online not to deal with counseling people. Yeah. Because the people's problems right now are way over what we dealt with 10 years ago. We have mental illness now. We have anxiety. We have depression. We have stuff that people are so discouraged. Nobody knows how to handle this. Because now they're coming against, now they're coming to more things that are required, and nobody's prepared them for this. They thought everything was gone. Everything was going away. We've always known there was going to be more variants. We've always known there's going to be more and more and more because we're entering into a new system. And I've tried to warn everyone as much as I can with all the breath within me. The new system is here and it's being implemented now. And because nobody's being honest with you, you don't know what this is. You think you're going to have a red rosy, it's all going to be great. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of maybe we'll get another release. Maybe we won't have it all right now. But this is part of the push and the pull of the new system coming in. Again, what is the new system? A world without Christ. A world without Christianity. A one world religion where everything, there's many paths, all the paths except for this path. And the one world currency, the one world order, which even I remember... which president was said, we want this new order, Bush, way back, years and years ago. This has been planned for so long. And I'm sorry if you're surprised by it, but if you've been studying and researching and paying the price to hear from God, you'll know this has been in the works for hundreds of years. And I'm sad that we have to live in this, even what's coming up this fall. We will all watch and see. But here we see that... He's talking about persecution. They've slayed them before the coming of the just one, of whom you have been now the betrayers and the murderers. They're killing the prophets. And don't think they won't do it again. They don't want to hear about God and his word. They don't want to hear what the prophets have said. And most people have never even understood persecution because Christianity became so famous in America, so much to be a part of. And that wasn't real Christianity. Real Christianity, the real truth, there's always been persecution. There's always been other countries. I just heard a story about the KGB came in and invaded a home church or a church that was underground years ago. And they all came in with their guns and everything. And they said, where's the leader? Where's the pastor? This made me cry. So many people were prepared because they lived in those days. They knew meeting was dangerous. They said, who's your pastor? All the men stood up. All of them stood up. They weren't going to give up their man of God. They all took it. They all were prepared. What happens? This is. And then they had four elderly ladies. They took four guys out because no one would tell them who they were. Four old ladies, one laid down prostrate in each front of each wheel. In order to take them, you're going to have to kill us. They were prepared. In other countries, we have not even been prepared for anything.
Right.
And because of that, they didn't take those guys away. Those women stopped that. I thought that was an amazing story. Because they lived in persecution, and they knew the price of following Christ, and they knew that they weren't going to give up. All the men stood up. Today, they're so wimpy. So many people, if something happens, they just all run away. They can't even handle correction in the house of God.
That's right.
So, verse 54, when they heard these things, were they excited? They say, oh yeah, we love. What'd they do? They were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. Speaking the truth costs something. They gnawed on him with their teeth. They were like, we don't like what you're saying. But he, now listen to this, whatever God asks us to do, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. I have never heard young people talk about how they're preparing to die.
Right.
Young people say, well, this is getting bad, but I know where I'm going. I'm like, how sad. This is a 30-year-old guy that was so committed to the Lord, but just said, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. But we know the church age is coming to a close. We know that the new age is coming, the new age, the false light. The false light is worse. I mean, you think that you're going to get this new dominionism and all this stuff's going to happen. It's another message. And I just encourage you, go back to some of these messages that I've taught for years. And I got persecuted all the way. But you know what? People have gotten free, especially from the Word of Faith. When I started coming out of the Word of Faith, this preacher told me, don't you preach on that. You won't be popular. I've never wanted to preach anyway. I'd have never wanted to be popular. That's never been my motive. When I see truth, I have to tell it. And then he tells me he wants me to come and preach in his church. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to go preach in your church because I'm not going to preach what you want me to encourage. I got to preach the truth. And at that point, I was exposing this. And I got a good letter here from you because people are catching some of those videos now that I preached a year or two down the road. And they're coming out of these movements and they have nowhere to go. Because the false light's there, the false gospel, and they know that's wrong, but they don't know where to go because their pastors are not telling them. And he said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped up their ears. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it then, and they don't want to hear it now. Give me something smooth. Somebody confronted me a while back, and they just said, your messages, I don't want to hear those. You're going down rabbit holes and blah, 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 blah. And then they went off for about a half an hour just attacking me, and I just said, I am not called to babysit.
Exactly.
And they got mad about that. I am not called to babysit, but they wanted scriptures. And this person had told me they don't read their own Bibles.
Exactly.
I'm not going to sit and give you scripture after scripture that you should be doing on your own. I'm just trying to tell you what God's telling you to prepare you for the darkness that lies ahead, for the glorious, for the church, the bride of Christ, so that you're not going to fall away. You're not going to go on a ditch. You're not going to be deceived. You're going to stand. And if there's a price to pay, we have to pay that price. And here, he said, they cried out with a loud voice. They stopped their ears and they ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. Why? Because he spoke truth. How come these sermons are never preached? Just give me money and you'll get $100 back. Or, you know, sow a seed to me and look at he. I don't know. Had to lighten it up just a little bit. They cast him out of the city, stoned him, and the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. Now, this is the exciting thing. In these dark times, people, everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. And the real you is going to come out. We're going to see what you're made of. We're going to see if you're going to run and hide, or if you're going to stand and be bold, if you're going to be like those people that were in that underground church that stood. And they just said, you know, we're ready. Whatever, you know, if you're going to take him, we're all standing at. Is there a commitment like that today? But here's Saul, and guess what? He got saved. Here's a guy that got changed, and you're going to be surprised, I think, of people that are going to come. They're going to start seeing this delusion. They're going to start seeing the no common sense approach to what's going on with all these people. And this law changes, and that one, and this one, you know, you can go and you aren't going to get it, but if you sit down, you're going to get it. You're not going to get it. You're going to stand up, you can get it. This craziness. Why? Because if you really knew what was going on, it would expose what they're doing, and they're all doing it. The merchants of the earth. The Bible calls them the merchants of the earth, the hidden hand that's really running our countries. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He fell asleep. Guess what? Because he stepped over into the new realm. There is a place to go. This earth is not our home. We're just passing through. We're just passing through. All right, let me go on to this, and then I'll read you a couple letters. I'm just saying that. I'm not quitting. Because a lot of people are quitting right now. And I'm not quitting until God tells me to quit. I don't like the things that have been happening the last couple months to me, to our church here, but I'm not stopping because I know it's the enemy and he wants to shut us up. That's why I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just saying, devil, we're not quitting. But John the Baptist was in prison. From his cell, he heard that the one whom he'd waited for so long had come. His cousin Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, John had prepared the way for him. Now Jesus is here. He had done what God required of him, but it had resulted in his going to prison. John had to be sure. He sent messengers to Jesus asking, are you he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus told him to tell John about all the miracles and wonders which were taking place, and then he added, and this is what I want to add to all of you too, blessed is he who shall not be offended in me.
Amen.
Blessed is he who shall not be offended in me. There was potential for John to lose heart, to give away his faith. After all, what was happening to him wasn't fair. And when John heard that Jesus' answer was, it must have carried a sense of, wow, I am going to die.
Yeah.
Jesus promised no deliverance. Peter was delivered from prison. There were a lot of miracles. There was no deliverance for John. That meant this was final. It meant death for John. But it did leave John with the knowledge that despite his fate, he was in God's will. And that's why I want to say, I don't know who I'm preaching this message to, but there's people all over the world. I don't know what God's asked you to do, but you have to obey him to the end, even when it's hard.
Yes.
You have to stand, having done all to stand. Nobody in the Bible, if you read these scriptures, it wasn't easy for them. They were shipwrecked. They were stoned. They were beaten. They were left for dead. And then we think of Christianity that's just supposed to make us popular and be on TV. Everything's messed up. He knew he was in God's will. Jesus would later say to John, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. In Matthew 11:11, John symbolized the best of which the old covenant could produce. He was perfect in that regard, but now that the Redeemer had come to usher in the new covenant, the old was dead, the new has come. The old had to pass away. It had to have its cut off, as it will. This was the fate. This was the fate that God allowed to come upon John.
Wow.
I don't know what we're facing, and I don't know what preachers are going to have to face in this hour. But if we're in God's will, we have to make sure, blessed is he that is not offended because of the things that are coming upon him, or the people that turn away from you, or the family members that don't want to be around you anymore. I don't know what the persecution is up ahead, but we have to take this into consideration. Blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Take no offense at God. You can't be mad at God. And this is the temptation of the devil to get you mad. Can you imagine how John could have gotten a self-pity and say, all I did was tell the truth. Stephen said, all I did was tell the truth. All these other people, all they did was tell the truth. They had to pay the price for telling the truth. And I don't know where you are today, what country you're living in, what you're going through, but you have to do the same thing. If you're in God's will and you know your heart's right and you're doing everything you can to do the will of God and people are still mad at you, people don't want to, stay strong. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I just want to close with a couple letters. This was from Singapore. Just so you know, these messages go all over the world. Isn't that God?
Yes.
We give him all the glory. I want to thank you for your faithfulness and persistence in sharing all these so very important messages and sharing. I wish I had heard 14 years ago when I was when I'd been deceived and sucked into the charismatic and word of faith movement and teachings. I thank God for helping me to know and learn more about these truths that exposed all the wrong things I've been taught all these years. Another one from Malaysia. I'm a follower of your YouTube. Would like to reach out to express sincere gratitude to you, my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ over there. Thank you for all the efforts in reaching out to the world, not giving up and holding and sharing the truth. I couldn't thank you enough for being bold, determined, truthful, and practical in guiding the lost sheep of Jesus out of the dark. I give thanks to the Heavenly Father every time listening to your sermons. He shows me light through you. And then there's a lot of personal I won't share, but with prayer, I love this. I accidentally found your channel on YouTube while doing, that's what everyone tells us. Who are you? Why'd you pop up? The reason why we pop up is because you like and subscribe. If you like and subscribe, that helps us get on someone else's feed that they don't know us. So please do that. Like and subscribe. And I know if you subscribe, most of you get unsubscribed because I do share a lot and they put me on shadow banning. So if you like it and share it, it helps other people find us. So with prayer, I accidentally found your channel on YouTube while doing research on narcissism from biblical point of view. It's a rare topic of discussion, but happens everywhere and hardly anyone has knowledge about it. We've had experience not in, but also outside in our association here. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I talked about narcissism in the smear campaign, and these people aren't even saved, and we have nothing to do with them, but they're the whole smear campaign, and we're able to counsel them because we know what narcissists do. When they get found out, they have to smear you. That's what they do, because when their mask falls and their little Hitler starts showing and they don't want anyone to know how really insecure and controlling they are, they got to smear you. You got to look bad because they can't control you. So we're just kind of going, wow, shake it out, because it'll be better after the shaking. So that's in homeowners associations. So much going on in the world today, everywhere. Everything's being shaken. But she said it happens everywhere, and it does. She said, I cried badly when I first watched your video, as for the first time my eyes, ears, brains, and conscience are fully aligned. Following your videos ever since and still going through your previous sermons. And I love that because usually, like our narcissism one has probably the most views. They let that go without shadow banning it. And then people find us through that one. But yeah, there's total narcissism in the churches and there's abuse everywhere. But they don't like people that stand up to them either because then you get smeared. So she said, and I'm almost done. I'm currently rereading the whole Bible with your sermons as guide, a little bit of research here and there for confirmation, which I love. Do your own research. Yeah. Never take what we say, I say.
Yeah.
Study to show yourself approved. So a little bit of research here and there for confirmation. She goes on here. I never like to share anything personal, so... she said, and this is what I want to encourage you. The truth, even though sometimes it's hard, she said, I've never been so peaceful, enlightened, clear sense of direction, and moving closer to the Heavenly Father each day. Funny thing is we're facing more challenges than ever. And then she goes on, but have never been more firm in Jesus and surprisingly feel peacefulness in the storm. And that's it. when we know these things that are happening and we're not deceived, he gives us peace. He gives us that peace. And when you're doing his will, it's supernatural how he meets our needs. We had a need of a computer person, and here God just sent one. Just boom. It's just like, God is so good. He knows what you need. I was like, Lord, do you want me to be done? Are we done now? And he says, no, you're not done. Don't let the Jezebels run you off.
Amen.
Bye, Jezzy.
So she's peaceful in the storm. We're thankful for having, and I like this, I can tell she's listened to other messages. We're thankful for having Pastor to bark us up. Because, you know, if you guys know about barking, real preachers bark. The dumb dog stopped barking, guiding us back to the narrow. And then she said, I even pray to God not to have your channel shut down, as the authority here in her country are getting more active than ever in filtering browsing sites. She said, I remember in one of your YouTubes that you shared your late uncle shone his light with his walk with God. Today you are that light, shining from afar, warm and still in the guiding Jesus flock from all over the world, the way back home. Because you talked about how they weren't really following the Lord and now they're back home. Amen. Why do I teach? Why I do? For these letters. Speak the truth to get people back, get them right with God. This is the time we get right with God. We detach from the world. There's things we're going to have to do, yes, but we've got to get ourselves right with God first. And then the last one is from Germany. I've been waiting to write to you for quite some time, I guess ever since the first lockdown here in Germany, because this is how long I've been following your sermons. Isn't that awesome? We're hearing from all different countries, Sweden. I could just go on and on. Because this is how long I've been following your sermons. They've really been a blessing and encouragement to me. And then personal things. As many of us have come out of the New Age deception, this is exciting too, because we've preached a lot on the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation, and the New Age. And people are finding these old sermons now. They're ready to come out, but they're there. God's had them there for them. As they start researching, they're starting to find truth. So even though we don't see it, people are finding it, and we're starting to see the numbers of a lot of these things are increasing. As many of us that have come out of the New Age deception, I've made a lot of disturbing experiences with the New Age influences in my mainstream church and the fact that people are not willing to be warned against it. This is the thing, when they come out of the New Age and they go into some of these churches, they see it and they try to warn them. They don't want to hear it. This is the thing. Tell us smooth things. We don't want to hear all that nonsense. I won't even go into that. New Age deceptions, and they don't want to be warned. And that's sad, because people don't want to see what's really happening, because then they'd have to face some things. And to me, I'd rather face truth. I'd rather know what's coming. I don't know the timelines of things, so sometimes I thought maybe this would happen and it didn't. Maybe this will happen and it didn't. But I'm aware of basic of the end time plans, because I've studied so much. I have so many files, you have no idea. There's so much I don't share, because there are people fighting me all the time and they didn't want me to share this and this and this, and I just feel like, I can talk now. No more holding back, because they're going to get upset. In the midst of all these things going on, I found comfort in listening to your sermons each Sunday. And then she goes on, thank you for your work. May it encourage you that you are reaching people all over the world. And just so you know, this has always been my mission. And even though people didn't like my mission, this has been my mission, and I've never backed down from it, and I will not back from it. We have people that love my mission. And this is what it says on our LIHPC website. My weekly messages share biblical truth, expose error, and provide encouragement to stay on the narrow path and fight the good fight of faith. And they got mad when I started exposing error. That's what I'm called to do.
Got your back.
Expose error, provide encouragement to stay on the narrow path It's a narrow path. It's not a wide path. And exposing error. And because I saw error in the church and I was in the belly of the beast in a lot of these movements, I also see it outside of church. And that's why I think God's called me to do this. Because I didn't die when I had to leave these movements. I almost did. I ended up in the hospital. I didn't think I was going to live. I was dehydrated, down to so much weight. This was before I met Tim, of course. Tim is my rock, if you don't know. And he likes to get those Jezebel spirits because they can't control him inside church or outside. But that's what we're called to do. And if without him, I couldn't do it because he's strong. He won't let people control me. And when he sees they're going left or right, he knows it. He warns me. It's like, I don't want to hear that. I don't like to hear that stuff. But as time goes out, we see, wow, the enemy wants to stop us. He wants to stop me. But thank God for our YouTube and for the people that are here that are encouraging me. This has been a really rough 2 months. But with God's grace and help, we're going to stay on this mission. Preach truth, expose error, provide encouragement to stay on the narrow path and fight the good fight of faith. Amen. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main web page at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.
Jesus, I love you. Apart from you, we can do nothing. So we depend.